Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Anything for you, baby. I'll do anything, anything. another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. You know, this is going to be a great show tonight because we have this special guest, Angelie Robinson. But before I bring her on, I want to say thank you to all of my listeners, north to south, east to west, and all the ones in the 37 countries around the world. I appreciate y'all tuning in. And before I open up her mic, I want to also say that if you want to talk to our guests, don't be afraid. You know, just, you know, dial 347-945-6003 by your tablet, your smartphone, or however, and hit the one key if you want to talk to her. But if you don't feel, you know, up to talking to her out, you know, in person or whatever, then, hey, just hanging it back and just listening because we got a show for you. And I want to say hi to Chris real quick before I open up the mic of my special guest because, baby, it's going to be on and popping. And just so y'all know, she's en route to another interview. So she's traveling. So, you know, she's a busy woman, international and all that stuff, you know. So if you hear any wind in the background, you know, she's still trying to hold it down. So how you doing, Chris?
How you doing, Terry? Happy December. We're finally in December.
I don't care. This is a month full of spending. But without further ado, this phenomenal, sexy woman, Mrs. Angelie Robinson, she is a certified sexual health promoter. She is a chief empowerment officer of Sun at Pure Romance. She also showed how to turn working women into bosses, and she's a former executive assistant for the Fred Hammond Family Entertainment, and she also is a published writer, and this female travels all around the world, cruising, doing here and there, jumping from island to island. She's doing this thing, so you know something, you need to listen up because she got some ideas for you, and she got a book, and she got some products that you need to buy. And I'm just gonna leave it at that because I ain't telling no dirty little secrets. But hey, how you doing, Angela?
Hello, hey Terry, how are you today? Hey Chris.
Hello. How are you?
You know, when I put your show up there, man, people would call me on the phone. You know, we always, you know, people want to know stuff. You know, so hopefully, because I already got somebody on the switchboard now, hopefully they just go ahead and ask the question instead of waiting for me to ask the question because I don't know.
Yeah.
So my first question for you, darling, is what does it take for someone to be a certified sexual health promoter? Can you go to college for that, or that's an online course? How do you do that?
Well, you know, first of all, you would have to connect with a consultant such as myself, you know, so be able to speak with someone that can give you the information, right? And so for anybody that's listening that wants more information, of course, you want to reach out to me. And so it is a matter of, you know, getting into the business through getting a business kit that comes with the training and the course for you to be able to go through to become certified. So it really is a simple process. Becoming one, staying one is a more complicated thing, because you would still be someone that's in business and hopefully passionate about what it is that you do. So getting
right
in is a whole lot easier than staying in.
So it's like something like Mary Kay is like different levels of growth, you know?
Yes, there are different levels of growth, but I have to tell you that, you know, over the years, the way that that has been viewed is changing. You know, there are a lot of different direct sales companies out here that, you know, haven't always handled things above board. And, you know, some people have been burned in different industries and things like that. So, you know, our company has really taken the necessary steps to remove any element that makes us even seem or feel like we are some type of multi-level marketing company or, you know, where let's just say, for example, Terry, that you were to come into this business, you know, as a consultant. Just because I brought you into the business does not make me be more successful than you. Like, and that's usually
okay
how multi-level marketing works, or pyramid schemes and things like that, where people come in, you can never go higher than the person that brought you in. And that's not who we are, and that's not how we function. So we really don't focus on titles and levels and things like that at all.
Okay, that's good to know. So everybody there listening, okay, just being a freak ain't going to get you in. You want to have a little something upstairs, you know, you got to be working with. And she got a formula to make it work. And if you follow the formula, you can get, you know, Well, like she said, she can turn a woman into a boss. I like that. But before I go into my questions, I'm going to let Chris ask his.
All right, Angelite. Well, for people who don't know, you work at Pure Romance. And so what is the funnest part of working there?
Well, first let me just say I don't work at Pure Romance. I am partnered with Pure Romance. Yeah, no, I mean, because there's a difference, right? Like, I don't have a job because there is a corporate office where people do work in the offices. And I don't work for corporate. I am an independent consultant. And so, but then to answer your second question, like, what is the most fun part? The parties. You know, like, I'm on the road now heading to Alto, Texas to do a party for a young lady who's getting married. So it's a bachelorette party. And so for me, that is the most. That's the most fun, you know, because we're actually bringing the fun to women. You know, it is the parties that I do, they're for women only. You know, it's providing a safe space so that women can feel comfortable asking the questions. You know, like Terry was just talking about, there'll be some people out there that are listening that may be afraid to call and ask questions, right? They don't know who's listening and they don't want to be judged. So when we do these parties, you know, we create a safe environment so that women can feel comfortable and then laugh about it and have fun. Like, you know, sex should not be an uncomfortable topic, although society has made it that way. And so it's kind of like sex ed meets stand-up comedy. It's kind of like what we do at the
bar. Oh, yeah.
That means you're busting out the toys, the edible underwear. all the good stuff. You know, that you're afraid to go into a adult shop to look at. That's what I'm talking about. So I've been to one of those parties before, a lady hosted one, and it was so much fun because, like you said, you can ask questions. You can look at the different sizes, you know, and everybody there or the same concept, you know, they want to be able to learn more about their body and what they're going to try different things because maybe the husband has got tired or maybe someone's a diabetic who's taking insulin so they can't get it up.
Yep.
So it's a lot of things that are beneficial for her supply of stuff. It ain't all about just, okay, I just want to get it off. You know, it's not just about that. It's for a lot of reasons and it's also, like you said, sexual health, you know. Sex care is self-care, you know. And that's a good point. You know, I don't think people understand what that means. Could you elaborate on that a little bit? Sex care really, is it really self-care?
Yes, 100%. Well, first of all, it's important for everybody to know that, you know, that's basically the new self-care is sex care. And the sex care industry is on its way to becoming a $55 billion industry over the next 2 to 3 years. And what people are finally realizing and understanding as people's minds are becoming more open, and, you know, we have to thank, you know, people that are maybe in the entertainment industry. You know, you have artists like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion that are really just unapologetically flaunting their sexuality and saying, you know, this is my body and I can say and do whatever I want to do with my body. And men have been doing it for years and not being judged to the degree that women are.
No.
So now they're just, you know, listen, I'm not afraid anymore and I'm going to own my pleasure and I'm going to say what I want and do what I want. So a lot of people don't understand that orgasm, you know, that having sex, intimacy, hugs, kisses, touching, like there are, you know, things that happen to the body, you know, that are actually, you know, like you're releasing oxytocin into the body when, you know, when you're hugging someone, when you're touching someone, if there's nipple stimulation, if there's a kiss, and all of these things like oxytocin, that's like, that's a happy hormone. And so that makes you feel good. It makes you feel desired. And all of that is great for the mental health. It's great for the brain, right? Then there is the heart health, right? A lot of people don't realize that you actually can prolong your life by 7 years having 3 to 4 orgasms per week.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
That's good to know.
I mean, it's good to know. You know, there's, you know, people,
you know, I got to laugh because, you
that's
know,
right.
y'all
have
to sing
have more orgasms.
Yeah,
I'm all for it.
If y'all haven't seen the post and see how beautiful Angela is, she's a beautiful woman. So I'm sure
she has
no problem getting a partner. But, you know, for those people who are single or those ladies who are either still virgins or they senior citizen, these parties are perfect fit because, like Angela said, you can ask questions without feeling like somebody is judging you. And she mentioned that four orgasm is better for you a week, you know. Now, this might sound like a stupid question, but for those virgins, because I know I had this problem way back in the day when I was a virgin, how do a person that's a virgin, and for the benefit of those listening who have not had sex yet, how do they know that when your body is starting to tingle down there and all this other stuff, how do they know the difference between they're getting ready to orgasm or they're getting ready to pee on somebody? And, you know, okay, my secret's out. When I first, you know, lost my virginity, I was so afraid because I didn't know what to do because I didn't know what was which. And I was afraid to ask my mother or my sister about sex. So for the longest time, I didn't know the difference. You know, I just went to my ex-husband at the time, just get it over with, you know, because how could a person know? And for the benefit of the listeners, I know now, but I really need to explain that they won't be peeing on somebody. Because that makes some women, you know, young girls, kind of like hold back. Because all they know is that, oh, it's going to hurt when they break the hymen, you know, the opening. And how do they know that this is the right thing to do? Because they're afraid to ask somebody. Because sex in my family is a dirty topic, you know, because my dad being a minister, we didn't talk about that. So I'm going to give it to you because you're the professional.
Right. Yeah, 100%. There's so much to be discussed as it pertains to what you just mentioned because it's not even just a virgin. There are people who are not virgins that don't know the difference between just feeling good and having an orgasm. The truth is that not every person will orgasm. And so, you know, some people feel like they're broken if they don't have what society tells you is an orgasm, right? So they feel shame and say, oh, you've never had an orgasm before? Like, what's wrong with you? Well, first of all, there are plenty of people that reach a certain peak of pleasure without fully having an orgasm. That's male and female. And
really?
So there's nothing to be, oh, absolutely, 100%. And there's nothing to be ashamed about concerning that. You know, there are different variables and different reasons why, you know, some people will and some people won't. Some people choose not to. I mean, there are men that find pleasure in holding back, right? We call it edging, right? Getting yourself to the very, very edge of when you feel like you're going to orgasm and then you don't, right? There's people take pleasure in that. And they do the same thing with their, you know, with their partner, or their partner chooses to do that as well. Like, that's not the end-all, be-all. Having the full-on orgasm is not like, that doesn't, you know, make or break a sexual encounter. You know, so there's so many different things that go on with the body. But also, when you talk about a virgin, that's the reason why it's important for, you know, people to be comfortable with using bedroom accessories, whether it be a clitoral toy, a vaginal toy, G-spot, anal toy, because how else do you know, like you said, how do you know? How do you know what your body likes? Yeah, how do you know what your body likes? How do you know what your body responds to unless you experiment with your own body? So like with Chris, you know, you being, you know, a male partner, I'm assuming that maybe you're heterosexual. So if you have your okay. So if you have your partner, you know, you have your partner and they don't know what makes them feel good, and then they're expecting you to make them feel good, and you can't achieve that, and then they're now mad at you. Well, that's not your fault because it's not your body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, your partner can tell you what makes them feel good more so than what you can tell them. And if they're not experimenting with their own bodies, how would they know? And especially, so Terry, now for a female, our bodies are changing every freaking day. You know, as we get older, as we, you know, our hormones, everything, when we have children, you know, when we start our periods, like everything is changing with us every single day. Medications that we may have to take, you know, surgeries that we have, you know, all the different things. Mm-hmm. So what felt good to you last week, Terry, may not feel good to you next week. You know, and so your partner thinks your partner thinks that they have you figured out. And then, you know, they think, I got her now. Yeah, I found a spot. Now I know every time I go there, I know I'm going to do this like that. you know, and then you just laying there like a bump on a log and looking at them like, and they're like, well, what? Like, last week it was good to you. Like, what happened this week? Exactly. You know, so then they feel like it's something wrong with them. You know, you feel like it's something wrong with you. And that's why there needs to be conversations. There needs to be communication on both ends. And, you know, the woman deserves to have pleasure just as much as the male deserves to have pleasure. And that has not been the conversation over the years. There are a lot of women that, believe it or not, that don't even know that sex should be pleasurable for them. So you have
right.
a lot
you
of women that are suffering.
Obligation and duty, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're suffering in silence in the bedroom. Not only are they not having pleasure, but many of them are experiencing pain. They're experiencing pain, and they feel like that is just what it is. You know, like you said, I have a duty to fulfill, and, you know, he's supposed to do this to me, and that's it. He gets on top of me. He does his thing, and that's that. And that's, you know, my job, you know, as a certified sexual health promoter, you know, partner with Pure Romance, is to get the message out there to teach women and show them that, hey, it is okay for you to own your pleasure. You should. And you should not be suffering in silence if something doesn't feel good. You should be able to speak up. If you want something a certain way, it's your body. You should be able to say that. You know, so that right there is a big task for us to do because it's a conversation that many don't like to have. And even doctors will tell you a lot of what it is that we do as consultants, they don't do it all. There's not even a doctor for it. And they'll tell you that when they have these big conferences and they sit on these panels, they will say, we don't have a doctor for that. And we don't automatically talk to our patients about this. And if they bring it to us, sometimes they don't even know what to recommend or where to send you.
Wow. Well, Angela, Chris got another question. So I guess Dr. Ruth stays over. Chris, actually, question. I got a lot of questions for her before my time went out.
Okay, well, my next question for you, Angela. Well, first I want to say I think what you're saying is true, and that you know there's lots of pressures on women to perform lesser than men, especially even gay men like myself. I mean, I think that there's more pressure on women than even gay men. So I agree with that point. But my next question is, how can hotel sex or motel sex be better, be more enjoyable in your opinion?
Oh, the scenery. You've got to be able to change, you know, your environment, your atmosphere. You think about it, you know, when you're at home and you're experiencing intimacy or intercourse with your partner, you know, a lot of times there's lots of stressors in that environment, especially if you have children. You know, there's been all different types of things that have happened there, you know, disciplining a child or stressed out about a child or stressed out about work or money or arguments and things like that. Your energy is everything. Your environment is everything. So getting outside of that environment allows you to relax. You don't have to worry about, oh, I've got to clean this up, or, you know, you're laying there trying to enjoy the intimacy, but maybe you're somebody that's a bit of a neat freak, and so the house is not in order, so you can't let go in your brain because you're looking at the clothes that are on the floor, and now it is stressing you out. You know, so when you get yourself into a different environment, you know, not even just a hotel room, but an Airbnb, a rental property, you know, going on a vacation, it's, again, for women, our brain is our largest sex organ. So you hear people say, you know, make love to my mind. You know, like that's where it starts. It starts in the mind for a female especially. And so getting her into a space where she can get outside of her head means everything to what that session of intimacy is going to look like.
Well, let me ask you this question about, okay, fetishes. You know, what's the difference between a fetish or someone just being open about their sexual wants or needs? Because, I mean, I can't tell on the air, but what's the difference between what's considered okay, you just doing what you like, or what you call a fetish? Because I've seen some weird stuff people have asked me to do in the past. Like, you know, I used to be at the Department of Corrections, and these inmates would ask me to take my underwear and wear them for a week and put it in a plastic bag and bring it back so they could sniff it. I broke them suckers up, man. But, you know, so that was a fetish, and I didn't realize how big that was in the prison system.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of the definitions are changing for things. Of course, you know, people are now, you know, either they don't like the labels that they're having put on them, or they want the labels changed to fit who they believe and have convictions about. So essentially all a fetish is, it's just something that's a little bit to the left of what the norm is. But then what is the norm anymore, right? There's a new normal for everybody. You know what I mean? So a fetish has just been something that's known to be just a little to the left. It's not the norm of what people indulge in.
Well, you know, Angela, you know, I guess, you know, I'm going to just say, you know, I'm kind of cool. You know, I'm not one of them noisy chicks when you have sex, you know. And I've been like in apartments before where they be screaming. I'm saying, damn, is it really that good? You know, but, you know, I'm like, yeah, I got a different breathing pattern, or I'll tell you what I want you to do. But I had this one guy back in the day, man. He was screaming like and squealing like a pig. That just made me so excited and so upbeat, because I said, damn, you know, that just made me get more excited and more wet, you know, because I ain't never seen a guy scream like he was screaming. And, you know, it's so funny because, you know, the Jehovah's Witness must have came past while we was doing it, and he's being all loud, because when it was over, he was leaving, they had the little pamphlet in my door, the watchtower. So if I say, Daniels is knocking on this door. But I'm just saying, but look, if anybody want to just go ahead and the question, hit the number one key, and I will definitely open up your mic, you know, let you speak, you know.
But there's another one that does romance things.
So, Angela,
she was saying,
go ahead, darling.
That Chris's girl, she said.
Angela?
So.
Okay, well, I hope she didn't drop
she
off.
Said,
oh,
so,
she did drop by accident.
One time I was,
but
I was
she called
hooked
that
up
end.
With this guy, and
can
he was a screamer. This is what Chris was.
Hello?
She said, and it really excited
Hello?
Me. Like, it made me.
Yes, okay, now who's talking in the background? Angela, what's
said,
your last four digits?
While we were doing it, and Joe,
that's Chris talking in the background.
Nope, that's not me. When he opens the
okay,
door.
Okay, I'm going to mute 6138, last four digits. Is your last four digits 6068, Angela? Well, that might have been her.
Talking.
Angela, your last four digits is 6138?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, well, I'm going to mute this other one unless they put their hand up, because that was them talking. Lord, last four digits, 6068. If you want to talk to our guests, hit the one key, and I'll open up your mic. Otherwise, you can just continue to listen. Go ahead, darling. Like, you know, that really turned me on, the fact that he overly loved what I was doing or how the fit was, you know, and, yeah. Some things, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, that sounds like somebody that is in touch with themselves, that is confident, that's not a shy person, someone that's not concerned about being judged, you know, because, I mean, you think about it in society, they would say, you know, oh, if a guy is hollering and screaming during a sexual encounter, oh, he's a bee, he's acting like a bee, he's a sissy, you know, all of those negative terms and things like that. And so, again, it's just a learned behavior, again, just the stigmas that are put on male and female, and all of those things need to be lifted, you know. So I applaud him for being open and being able to, you know, make noise and be louder than you, because he was really enjoying
damn,
you, you know.
Wow.
So I'm thinking
that's great, damn, what am I doing, man?
You put it on him, Terry.
I'll say, damn. Okay, Chris, go ahead and ask your question. I got another question for Angela. I don't want her to run out of town before
I right.
get my question up. So go ahead,
all right.
Chris.
Well, my next question for you, Angela, is, you know, so I don't know any. I know people in the similar business that you that are still doing it, you know, decades in. So I guess my question is, with all due respect, not that I want this, just a question. But do you ever think you will retire from this, or is this something that you'll do forever?
You know what, that's hard to say, and there are plenty of women in this business that say that they're going to be doing it until the grave, or, you know, they're going to be in a wheelchair at the senior home selling vibrators. You know, a lot of them say that, you know, but what I do is I'm so multifaceted, and a lot of the things that I do as far as empowering women, that is my number one mission, And so I'm a retired recording artist, and so I've empowered women through my music and my message, you know, being a business owner, authoring a book, telling, you know, sharing my story. You know, so I think that there'll always be levels to what it is that I'm doing and not necessarily just, you know, working as a pure romance consultant, but I think that there's levels to this, just empowering women from one level to the next level through whatever, you know, vehicle is the next thing, you know, that helps me to make my reach much more, you know, much, you know, just to expand it much, much more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, my question to you is, well, my statement is, you know, a lot of times they got those download brothers and sisters, and these guys be trying to be with other guys, and they want their mate or girlfriend to think they straight heterosexual. Now, I've been with guys that have asked me, because back in the day, man, I was a freaky little thing. I ain't as freaky like I used to be. But, you know, this one guy, you know, I would, you know, I would take the toy and jam it up, and I would talk to him all hard, nasty, like I was about my knee tricks, and he loved that. You know, but this guy, I never knew him to be with any other men. He was with his wife. And I said, well, why you got me doing this? Your wife ain't doing it. He said, she ain't forceful hard enough. And, man, I got so much a kick out of spanking that ass and jamming it up there. But he's not considered a down-low brother because that was just his gratification, even though some people, they're afraid to ask their female partner, look, this is what I like as well, because they're afraid of being stigmatized as being a download brother. What advice you got for them?
Well, you know, I wonder, and it'll be interesting also to hear Chris's feedback as well as a homosexual male, because I know that he has some insight as well. Every male that enjoys anal stimulation does not necessarily make him gay. You know, but that is what society, that is the label that society puts on a man, and therefore they are shamed into being able to share with their life partner, their wife, you know, or, you know, someone letting other people know within their circle of influence because they're going to be judged. So again, if you, you know, when learning about anatomy and learning about pleasure, there is a Grafenberg spot, which is the proper term for the G-spot, in the anal cavity, right? And so that is why anal sex is that's why anal sex is very enjoyable for both male and female. Okay, so there, I mean, I have plenty of females that have, you know, confessed that they have better orgasms anally than they do even vaginally and clitorally. And so for the men, there is a male prostate, which we look at as the G-spot, right? So through their anal cavity, it can be stimulated through the anal cavity or in using products like what I carry, like C-rings, right, which stands for constriction ring, cock ring, couples ring. So that ring can go around. You have the double rings. Some of them are triple rings. You can have them go around the testicles, and so it puts the pressure on that prostate area, which gives you the same feeling or similar feeling as to someone going through the back door. So once a man experiences that feeling, it's kind of hard to go back, you know. So that's why it's like, you know, some men like a little backdoor tickle, you know, some may not like full-on penetration, and female as well. But there are plenty of men that enjoy some anal stimulation, but they won't admit to it because they feel like it's going to make them gay and they don't feel like they're gay, or that someone else is going to also judge them and say, oh, that's gay.
Well, I got one really quick question. I had a guest on that she calls up the fellatio queen, and she was talking about how, you know, he blows up and all of that stuff. And she was saying in that interview, she said that, you know, when you let a guy go in the back door anal sex, it should be maybe for an anniversary or birthday and stuff. She said it shouldn't be all the time because it can create hemorrhoids or other stuff going on because it was weakening that muscle back there. It's supposed to be tight. So do you have any view on that as far as for a heterosexual woman?
Yep, 100%. So she is right to a certain degree, but it is going to be about personal preference as well, okay? So, yes, that muscle is like it does not contract, it does not retract back like the vagina will, right? Like the vaginal canal will always stretch back to almost the exact, you know, position that it was before. The same does not hold true for the anal cavity. So the more intercourse that you have, the more penetration back there, you do have to, you know, like really be even safer with anal sex because of the bacteria. You know, yes, there can be sores, there can be bleeding, you know, if it's not done correctly, if you're not cleaning properly. Like I always recommend that if someone is having anal sex with a partner with a penis, to use a condom so that you're not, number one, transferring bacteria back and forth if you're having vaginal sex and then also anal sex. But then also, the more that you have it, yes, that those muscles will weaken. And then what happens is, especially in the heterosexual community, because they're having more anal sex on a larger scale, you know, they're having to use butt plugs and things like that that actually keep them from having an accident, you know, using the bathroom on themselves and things like that, because it does stretch out and it will not stretch back. So that is what
Oh, really? So
is
something like a butt plug, like a tampon, you put back there?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, because I was wondering that, you know, what happens, they, like, either have an accident, sneeze, or they poop on yourself. But, you know, dang, girl, we run out of time, so please tell everybody about your
wow.
book, how to get it, and how to get a hold of your products. And I want y'all to know, don't worry about it. She will send it in the, you know, discreet form, you know, packages. Nobody will know what it is. It might think it's just a Christmas gift, and it might be for you, your own personal Christmas gift. So I'm going to tell you how to get a hold of her stuff.
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, all of my packaging is discreet. Nothing is going to ever resemble, you know, you getting anything of any intimacy. You know, so just plain white packaging, brown packaging, or priority package is all. But I would like to say also, before even giving my handles and before leaving, is that, you know, the parties that I do and the consulting that I do is also for couples. It's not just for singles. And, you know, we mentioned women coming to the party, virgins, things like that. But it's also the women that have experienced sexual trauma. You know, so for women that have been sexually abused, I've had plenty of women come to me in my shopping room, because when we have these parties, you shop privately in a private room, so you talk to me one-on-one, and whatever you want to talk about stays in that room. Whatever you purchase, you know, I don't divulge that information to anyone. And so I've had women to actually, you know, break down crying or share their trauma because they don't have anybody to go to, or they've gone to a therapist that told them they just needed to get over it. Well, I'm here to tell you, as a sexual abuse survivor as well, you don't have to just get over it, right? It's a process of healing, and whatever that process looks like is up to you, not a doctor, not a therapist, me, or anybody else. And so don't ever let anyone make you feel like you're wrong because you haven't gotten over the fact that you were violated. And so it is always on your terms and in your own time. And so you can always reach me, even if you're not, even if it's just to buy products, but if you have questions or you want to have a consultation, you can reach me on my phone number, for one. You can text me. My phone number is everywhere on my website. So it's 817-228-6138. You can also go to my website, which is angelirobinson.com. So it's A-N-G-E-L-I-A, robinson.com. That's where you can find everything, my book, my Pure Romance, things like that. And if you just want to shop and you don't need a conversation, you can go to my Shopify. And that's Angelize Pure Romance. So that's my name. It looks like Angelia, guys. It's spelled A-N-G-E-L-I-A, and then there's an S on the end, and then Pure Romance. That's my Shopify store. You can go there. You don't have to talk to me. You can just pick your products and things like that and have a nice day. But if you ever have questions, I'm not a one-night stand consultant, so I'm always here to answer your questions.
I tell
to
you
help
what,
you
talk to this lady, man, she'll have you break down crying about telling your story, because she is a good listener, and she gives good feedback. I know, because when I was just talking to her about being on the show, I don't know why I went there. I told some personal stuff, man, bringing to tears. So, you know, she's a all-around, you know, person to deal with whatever you want to talk about, because like she said, sometimes in therapy, they act like, you know, this is it, you're done. You know, they have no more use for you. But everybody got a different story to tell, and she will listen to your story, and she will actually give you something that you can sink your teeth into. I mean, this chick is bad to the bone. Well, tell us real quick before we run out of here, how can it turn a working woman into a boss? Would that be in your book? So they know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, if you're looking for coaching, you know, whether it's in another business or in my business, just, you know, again, you can go to my website, angelirobinson.com, or you can text me. Give me a call. Text me at 817-228 6138, and we can have a consultation and see how it is that I can help you. But that's also a long journey of mine that I have a passion for. It's helping women to become financially free, you know, to be their own bosses and not to have to go to someone's job if a job is not for you. A job is not for me. Some people like the structure. They need the structure. But I'm about building an empire and teaching my family about generational wealth as well. And I would love to help all women, but especially women that look like me, because it's really needed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I pray that you be safe while you're traveling right now to your next destination, and thank you for spending this time with us on Friday, because I know Friday is prime time, you know, and girl, man, you know, I just love you. I just think so much about you, you know, and everybody, y'all listen, I'm giving y'all the 411, man. This chick, don't be bashful. Talk to her, man. You're going to be blessed. Yeah. And I ain't going to say nothing else because I ain't putting my dirty little secrets out there. But, girl, thank you.
Well, I appreciate you having me, you know, for sure. I have a saying that I'm just out here trying to save the world one vagina at a time.
That's a good one. Great one. That's a great slogan.
I like that. Yeah. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for my reality show called Life's a Party that will be out next fall. So be on the lookout for that as well.
I definitely want to see that. Yes, I definitely want to see that. And take care, and you be blessed, and you stay safe. And thank you so much again for being here, because you sure blessed me and Chris. And you blessed our listeners, you know. And y'all, people that's on the switchboard that was afraid to raise your hand by hitting the one key, y'all missed out because she could have.
Including the woman. Including the woman that got on the air and probably didn't know she was on the air, the caller.
Yeah, we heard her talking. But like I said, last time, 817-228-6138. Call Angela Robinson, Robinson. Man, the female, she'll hook you up with everything you need. You know, she'll motivate your mind so you buy the right, you know, props and do your thing and make you feel okay about screaming, hey, it's okay.
That's right. I'm out here trying to help keep married people married and single people safe.
That's what I'm talking about. Baby girl, you take care, and thank you again for being a guest on the show tonight. And you know, Chris, what we're supposed to tell people to be on our show?
You are family. You are family. You are family.
And you can always come back. You can always come back. And let me know if you have something you want to talk about. You can always come back. Just hit me up, and we'll bring you back on the show, because you're a family once you've been on the show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And y'all take care, you and your passenger driver. You have a safe trip to where you're going. And tune in next week, you know, because we're going to have, I think, Grandma and her sex tool. Am I not correct? Yeah. So it's going to piggyback on this show. So tune in, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Have a good evening.
Shabbat shalom. Ta-ta.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.